Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara at the beginning of Amud Aleph tells us that the pasuk that tells you Vayisa Ach Sameach teaches me that the last night of Chag HaSukkos, the night of Shemini Atzeres, has Simcha as well. Now Rashi learns that it's only the night and not the day, meaning the night of Shemini Atzeres has a mitzvah of Simcha. But the day of Shemini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. Tosfos argues in Rashi, he learns the Simcha also on the day. But Rashi's opinion is, the mitzvah of Shemini Atzeres to be Sameach is only in the night and not in the day. And the question is, what's the pshat? What's the understanding behind it? That Shemini Atzeres have Simcha only in the night and not in the day. So it seems like the answer is based on the following idea. It's brought down both in the Vilna Goyen and the Chasam Sofer and many others that the idea of Shemini Atzeres is that Shemini Atzeres is keneged Olam Habo. Meaning, the way the Vilna Goyen says, when we go through the Moyadim of Tishrei, it really goes through the sequence we're going to go Le'osid Lover. We start with Yoyim Adin, Rosh Hashanah, which is keneged Yoyim Adin Agadol. Then we get Shuva Kapor and Yom Kippurim. And then we go into Sukkot, which is keneged Yemois HaMashiach, where all the Umos HaOlam, all the Goyim, will be benefit from Am Yisrael, and we give them korbanos to benefit them. Chag HaSukkot is the time which is keneged Dosid Lovo, is brought down many places, that's the Chag, you're sitting B'tzilo de Himnuso, you're sitting under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're still in Olam Hazeh. It's a time which is equivalent to Yemois HaMashiach. And finally, when we get to Shemini Atzeres, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells everybody else to leave. The only one who stays is Am Yisrael. As the Medrash tells us, Asuli Se'ud Ktano, make with me a small meal, only you and me. Says the Goyen, that's Keneged Olam Habo. And Olam Habo, we're going to have no other nations, only Am Yisrael. That's the concept of Shemini Atzeres. So once we understand that, we do understand that when we speak about the time of Olam Habo, we do not refer to Simcha. We find the same thing in Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. And on Shabbos, we do not have a mitzvah of Simcha, according to most Rishonim. We have a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, but not a mitzvah of Simcha. Because Simcha only comes from something which is achieved through what we do. What we achieve, what we're able to accomplish, that is doing Olam Hazeh. When we get to Olam Habo, and we get to something which is much higher than us, much higher place, there's no concept of Simcha, there's a concept of Oinik. That's why in Shabbos you have no Simcha, and that's why Shemini Atzeres in the day there's no Simcha. What about the night? So the Chasam Sofer tells us that the night is the transition. The night of Shemini Atzeres is when you go and you start realizing how everything that we went through in Olam Hazeh brought us to this point. The way the Chasam Sofer says it in his drashas says that's our Gemara here. Gemara tells us that the first night of Yom Tov, the first night of Sukkot, we don't do Simcha. But the last night, which is the night of Shemini Atzeres, there is Simcha. So says the Chasam Sofer, what's the meaning of it? The first night of Sukkot is still coming from Olam Hazeh. When you come from Olam Hazeh, the night is dark, it's sad, it's hard, it's difficult. But when you get to Olam Habo, that night switches around and becomes a night which is Simcha as well. And that's the Chiddush when we enter the Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is our approach to reach that Pchina, that concept of Olam Habo, which is higher than us. But we gain through a Yom Tov, not through Shabbos that we don't do, we gain through a Yom Tov that Am Yisrael does. So the night of Shemini Atzeres is a transition, our transition to elevate from this world to the world above. That's why the night of Shemini Atzeres does have Simcha. But then when we get to the day, we're actually in the time of Olam Habo, there we don't have our own Simcha, it's much higher than us. It's brought down both the Chasam Sofer, the Sfasemes, and many others say the same idea, that that's the reason that Am Yisrael decided to do what we call Simchas Torah on Shemini Atzeres. Because the only Simcha that we have shaykhs to that belongs to Olam Habo in this world is the simcha of the Torah. That's the only place of simcha that belongs to Olam Haba that we have connection to. So when we get into Shmini Atzeres, which doesn't have any simcha according to Rashi, what we do instead is we do our own simcha called Simchas Torah. The simcha of the Torah, that's our connection to that place which is Olam Haba, which is way beyond us, even though we don't have our simcha of accomplishment in a natural way of Yom Tov. We bring the Torah simcha, that we have connection in this world, and that stays with us, Olam Haba. That's the depth of what Shmini Atzeres is all about. And maybe that's the pshat in Rashi, that the simcha is only in the night and not in the day. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.